Quarter after five, an abbreviated version of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have you with us. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you for another 45 minutes or so. And it'll be a jam-packed rest of the show here, my friend. We've got a couple of guests lined up. A congratulations to Marty Yonkoff, the winner of our Avon Brewing Company and Grill Indians ticket giveaway. He's got a pair of tickets to that September 26th game against the Minnesota Twins. So congrats to Marty on winning those. And we bring up on the hotline right now a man who you will hear a little bit later on tonight for Lake Erie Crushers baseball. Crushers on the road taking on the Traverse City Beach Bums. Chris Lehman is with us. Chris, how are you?
Doing really well. Glad to be back with you guys on the radio. It's been a while since I've joined you guys, so I'm happy to be on. Great weather in Traverse City, not like we had when we were down in Florence, Kentucky, and in Missouri on that road trip to River City and Florence. Those were some brutal weather trips there, but it's pretty comfortable here, not too humid. So really just enjoying the weather and ready to see the Crushers play another good game tonight.
Well, they've won three in a row, and for those who maybe haven't been able to keep tabs on what they've been doing on this very long road trip, they've kind of gotten themselves, at least to a smaller degree, back into that playoff picture by winning three straight. They took a series over the weekend against the Washington Wild Things. Jordan Kurikawa, another great start last night. What's been the key for the Crushers on this winning streak?
Well, the biggest thing to me is they've gotten some really good at timely hitting. You look at Cody Lenihan is one of the best examples. You go back to the beginning of the Wild Thing series. You look at the last four games with runners on base. He's 8 for 12, so hitting .667 in the last four games when he's had runners on, and he's brought in 10 runs as well. So he's hit the ball really well with runners on. You mentioned it. Pitching has been very good as well. Juan Caballero in the second game of the doubleheader in Washington was 3 outs away from a no-hitter. Even though it's only a 7-inning game, he goes 6 innings against a team that's not only hit well against the Crushers, but just overall has been a fairly good offensive team, and he no-hits them for 6 innings. So things starting to gel really well. One of the things also that's impressed me a lot are guys like Brandon Murray, Austin O'Brien, and Josh McAdams. McAdams comes into the game last night, has a very strong outing for the Crushers in that one. He goes 2 for 5, brings in a run, scores a run. And these are guys that, because the Crushers have so many guys that they can put in the order, they don't always get in on a regular basis. But Brandon Murray, who's going to be in the lineup tonight, Josh McAdams, as we mentioned, was in the lineup last night, these guys can come in and not necessarily call them spot starts, although you almost can call them spot starts for the position players, and still find a rhythm and hit the ball well, and that has helped a lot also.
We're talking with Chris Lehman of the Lake Erie Crushers, and you can hear Chris tonight. He's got the call for the Crushers and Traverse City Beach Bums matchup, game two of that series at Werfel Park in Traverse City, Michigan. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock. Boy, the Crushers were just given a pretty big piece, and I'm not sure if you had the chance to see this guy play previously. Brian De La Rosa is back with the Crushers. Boy, I had the chance to watch him for pretty much all of last year. He is a great, great player. I know he had a few hits last night. What were your initial impressions of De La Rosa?
He was fantastic last night. I didn't know what to expect because I hadn't seen him at all yet, but he comes in 3 for 5. His first hit's an RBI double. He knocks in 3 runs last night, and he fits in really well. He knows a good number of the pitchers on this staff from playing with the team last year, so there isn't too much of a feeling out process for him when it comes to working with these pitchers. And so I think he's a great piece to have. Because Austin Affner, who the Crushers released in order to pick up De La Rosa, and Connor Sullivan, who started out hitting pretty well for the Crushers, haven't quite been able to produce as well at the plate. So to have a guy who comes in immediately and starts to hit the ball really well is also a big boost.
Hey, Chris, it seemed like we wouldn't be talking about the Crushers in postseason this year, but as I look at things, it appears the Crushers now 4.5 games out of a possible wild card. How do they make up that space? Can they make up that space, in your opinion, and what do they need to do?
Oh, I absolutely think they can, especially you look at this series. It's very, very important. You have to, at the very least, win this series. The Crushers really almost have to sweep this series. You look at who else is playing in the Frontier League, what the matchups are. Washington is hosting the Schaumburg Boomers this week, so that's a serious matchup that could be favorable for the Crushers. They weren't really able to make up much ground last night because Windy City won, as did Evansville and River City. So they've got to keep winning to, at the very least, keep pace with those teams right now. But including last night's game, the Crushers have 6 games this month against the Traverse City Beach Bums. And so if they can find a way to take at least 5 of those, if not all 6, that's going to be a huge boost for them. And so I think that really is going to be one of the things you have to watch for. The Crushers will host Traverse City in a couple of weeks at home. So those 2 series are very important because those are games with a team that's lost their starting shortstop and Will Kenger, unfortunately, to a broken collarbone. So they're a little bit wounded. They've been on a slide, and you've got to take advantage of that. So that's really the big key for the Crushers, is winning all of the games that are very winnable for them.
We touched on some of the guys offensively who have been big keys for the Crushers during this road trip so far. We scratched the surface a little bit on the newest addition in Brian De La Rosa, but who else really has kind of stood out that really has done a nice job with the stick over the course of this road trip?
Connor Simonetti's another good one for the Crushers, who's looked really good right now, riding a 3-game hitting streak. He went 2-for-5 last night. His batting average for the first couple of weeks was well over 300. It dipped below 300 for the first time after the weekend, but with the performance last night, he's now sitting right on that line. He's looked really good. He didn't have any ribbies last night, and I kind of joked with him about that on the bus, but he's was kind of the table setter. He was the one who kind of started a couple of strings of hits for the Crushers down at the bottom of the order. And so he did a very good job of getting on base and moving runners into scoring position. And in order to bring runs in, you need guys like that as well.
Jordan Kurikawa was fantastic again last night. He went the distance. What specifically was working well for him yesterday? Because this is a guy, I think, kind of quietly throughout the course of the season, has turned in a wonderful 2017 campaign.
Well, he actually didn't have all that great of a start for Lake Erie in that game. He had to battle through the first couple of innings, but he ended up getting back to really his bread and butter, just pounding the strike zone, getting ahead early. In fact, he set down 13 batters in a row at one point, went through 4 innings in the middle of that game, perfect, and that's what set the Crushers up to score 6 runs in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings to push that one away. But it just came down to hitting the strike zone early and often and being very efficient. He got a lot of one-pitch outs where he had guys who really felt like they had to swing early because he was hitting the strike zone so much, and that's something he does very well.
Well, Chris, we'll cut you loose on this. Of course, Crushers and Traverse City Beach Bums will have at it just after 7 o'clock tonight. Chris will have the call for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Give us a preview of tonight's matchup. I know Adam Quintana is on the mound for the Crushers. He was taken off the disabled list earlier on the road trip, and I know he's been a really nice addition to the rotation.
Oh, yeah, and he struggled a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how his pitch control works out. He actually walked 5 guys against Schaumburg, and that was really the biggest issue for him. He gives up, I think it was 5 earned runs on 4 hits, but it really was because he set them up for some timely hits. Other than that, he didn't look too bad, and if he can come out, he's already had a good outing here in Traverse City. Back at the end of May, he gave up just 2 earned runs on 8 hits with 7 strikeouts in 6 innings. So if he can get back to himself, the Quintana that we saw give the Crushers 4 quality starts and 5 appearances before he went on the DL, he should set the Crushers up to have a good game again. They've got a pretty similar lineup to what we saw last night, so if they can find that rhythm again, they shouldn't have a problem winning this ballgame.
And again, our coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight. Crushers and Traverse City Beach Bums. Chris Lehman will have the call. Chris, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Call a good one tonight, and we'll see you when the Crushers come back to town on Friday.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
All righty.